Welcome to the Daily Zen Tei Show, a reading of the Daily Zen Journal, which is derived from talks given to students and writings of the ancient masters. Each Tei Show will feature text from a selected volume, followed by commentary. The Tei Show is selected and interpreted by Ilana, scribe for Daily Zen. The title of this Tei Show is The Unborn, Part 1. From The Unborn, The Life and Teaching of Zen Master Bankei. Translated by Norman Waddell. I was still a young man when I came to discover the principle of the unborn and its relation to thought. I began to tell others about it. What we call a thought is something that has already fallen one or more removes from the living reality of the unborn. If you priests would just live in the unborn, there wouldn't be anything for me to tell you about, and you wouldn't be here listening to me. Because of the unbornness and marvelous illuminative power inherent in the Buddha mind, it readily reflects all things that come along and transforms itself into them, thus turning the Buddha mind into thought. I'm going to tell those in the lay audience all about this now. As I do, I want the priests to listen along too. Not a single one of you people at this meeting is unenlightened. Right now, you're all sitting before me as Buddhas. Each of you received the Buddha mind from your mothers when you were born, and nothing else. This inherited Buddha mind is beyond any doubt unborn, with a marvelously bright, illuminative wisdom. In the unborn, all things are perfectly resolved. I can give you proof that they are. While you're facing me, listening to me speak like this, if a crow cawed, or a sparrow chirped, or some other sound occurred somewhere behind you, you would have no difficulty knowing it was a crow, or a sparrow, or whatever, even without giving a thought to listening to it, because you are listening by means of the unborn. If anyone confirms that this unborn, illuminative wisdom is in fact the Buddha mind and straightaway lives as he is in the Buddha mind, he becomes at that moment a living Tathagata. And he remains one for infinite kalpas in the future. Once he has confirmed it, he lives from then on in the mind of all the Buddhas, which is the reason the sect I belong to has sometimes been called the Buddha Mind Sect. While you face this way listening to me now, if a sparrow chirps behind you, you don't mistake it for a crow. You don't mistake the sounds of a bell for that of a drum, or hear a man's voice and take it for a woman's, or take an adult's voice for a child's. You hear and distinguish those different sounds without making a single mistake, by virtue of the marvelous working of illuminative wisdom. This is the proof that the Buddha mind is unborn and wonderfully illuminating. None of you could say that you heard the sounds because you had made up your minds to hear them beforehand. If you did, you wouldn't be telling the truth. All of you are looking this way, intent upon hearing me. You're concentrating single-mindedly on listening. There's no thought in any of your minds to hear the sounds or noises that might occur behind you. You are able to hear and distinguish sounds when they do occur without consciously intending to hear them, because you're listening by means of the unborn Buddha mind. When people are firmly convinced that the Buddha mind is unborn and wonderfully illuminating and live in it, they're living Buddhas and living Tathagatas from then on. Buddha, too, is just a name, arising after the fact. It's only the skin and shell. When you say Buddha, you're already two or more removes from the place of the unborn. You can find the expression unborn, undying here and there in Buddha's sutras and in the recorded sayings of the Zen masters. But there was never until now any proof or confirmation given of the unborn. When you are unborn, you're at the source of all things. The unborn Buddha mind is where the Buddhas of the past all attained their realization, and where future Buddhas will all attain theirs. Although we're now in the Dharma's latter days, if a single person lives in the unborn, the right Dharma flourishes in the world. There's no doubt about it. Upon confirming yourself in the unborn, you acquire the ability to see from the place of that confirmation straight into the hearts of others. The name the Zen school is sometimes given, the clear-eyed sect, stems from this. There, at the place of confirmation, the Buddha's Dharma is fully achieved. Once the eye that can see others as they are opens in you, you can regard yourself as having fully achieved the Dharma, because wherever you are becomes a place of total realization. When you reach that place, no matter who you are the true successor to my Dharma. Bankei Yataku, 1622 to 1693. Here is a refreshing and direct expression of something many of us make into a very complicated and abstruse issue. Bankei brought Zen to ordinary everyday people along with the monks and nuns that he taught. While he did not commit any of his teachings to writing and discouraged his students from recording the talks, many could not let his teachings go unrecorded. Thanks to them, we have this most unique teaching. Now though, what can we do with this simple and direct message? For years, we have discussed how to demystify practice. It is very easy to get tangled up in dogma and techniques of meditation. Here is someone who assures us we were born with what we seek, and also does not tell us too much about what it is we should do to realize this. However, in each encounter, he is helping his listeners to realize in the here and now what this feels like, and how this awareness gets transformed by our attachments. It is so close we don't recognize it. Perhaps since there is no big enlightenment experience attached to it, we can't appreciate how ordinary or special the unborn mind is. What we call direct perception has so many overlays of conditioning, culture, and our own encounters with life. It almost feels like first we need to recognize those layers for what they are, overlays obscuring. This unborn, illuminative wisdom which, in fact, is the Buddha mind. And at this point, once we choose to, straightaway live as we are in the Buddha mind, we become at that moment living Tathagatas. Now, onward we go, living in the Buddha mind. Presently so, Ilana, scribe for Daily Zen. Recording and audio production by a longtime friend of Daily Zen. Music by Ashat Danielyan and Nature's Eye at Pixabay.com. To learn about Daily Zen, read journals and quotes, donate, or see the artistry of Daily Zen, please visit DailyZen.com. Thank you for listening, and may your way be clear.